Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
I don't really know who I'm talking to, but
Hi.
you have been taking money out of my checking account the last 3 months. I have been extremely ill, so I haven't kept up with things. I want to know what this is for. I've not authorized any payments to come out of my account.
I am happy to check here for you. I do work for a third-party call center, so I service nearly 200 different online products and vendors. Can I ask your name and your zip code to search with?
What was that?
May I have your name and your zip code so I can search for you?
Carol Burke, B-U-R-K-E, 62864.
All right, Ms. Burke, I believe I found some information for you. To be sure, can I ask for your street address as well?
The street address I had at this time was 9808 East Webb Road, Mount Vernon, Illinois.
Thank you. We do have that on file. This has brought up where, let me go back just one page. It looks to be back in December, an online customer support survey was completed, as well as a sweepstakes enrollment for the Dyson vacuum. It was a chance to enter and win the Dyson vacuum, and on the order form, there was some sweepstakes terms to explain that that enrollment is pulled from our Bites Hub meal planning application. It's emailed out to customers to share with them great recipe guides that'll cut out sugar and carb craving. Now, that monthly subscription, every month enrolled must provide a qualifying entry into the name drawing completed for the Dyson.
No, I did not do this, and I do not want this money taken out of my account. I want it put back.
You don't recall?
I don't have any idea who would have done this. But I did not do this. I have been extremely ill for the last couple of months. I'm just now trying to get things caught up.
So just to be sure, you don't recall back on the 21st of December completing any online survey or any sweepstakes enrollment for the Dyson vacuum?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, I have a Dyson vacuum.
Okay. And you're claiming this order as fraudulent?
Yes.
And you said nobody else lives with you that could have submitted this order?
No, not that I can think of. I cannot imagine who would have done it. I live alone.
We had an email used for this online order, and I just want to ask, we have one used of sammydog43@gmail.com.
That is my Gmail, but I have been having a lot of trouble with it. I'm not able to get Gmail. And I don't know what's going on with it. I'm trying to figure that out, too.
Okay. I'm just working to process a cancellation here. We would have to get you over to our fraud department. They'll explain a little more about their procedure. They do have to confirm, again, with you that this does not trace back to you nor anybody else in your household. And they would be the ones to assist you with any billings on this account if you wish to proceed with your claim. I'm just working to get the reason of your call notated. I will be sharing a cancellation confirmation number to keep in your records, and then I'll get you over.
Okay. You won't be able to send me a Gmail because, like I say, I don't know what's going on with my Gmail account, but I can't seem to get anything.
Gotcha. Well, no worries. Before I get you transferred over, I'll provide the cancellation confirmation number verbally, okay?
Okay.
Just a moment for you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm almost done. I do appreciate your patience. Wonderful. So I got everything fully notated on the account. And when you're ready, I'll share that confirmation number and then get you on over.
Okay.
All right. So let me see. This confirmation number is going to be C as in Charlie, 920-427-941.
Let's see, 920-427-541.
That is correct. Let me see one thing here for you. Just seeing who's available that can take your call directly. I want you to have to wait too long. Perfect. I did find a lady available over in our fraud department to take your call. I'm going to get you transferred over to her line. Just remain till she answers, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support.